angel of creative work descend upon humanity and give abundance to all. The angel of work, who sings in the humming of the bee, pausing not in its making of golden honey, in the flute of the shepherd, who sleeps not, lest his flocks go astray, in the song of the maiden as she lays her hand to the spindle. And if you think that these are not as fair in the eyes of the Lord as the loftiest of prayers echoed from the highest mountain, then you indeed do err. For the honest work of humble hands is a daily prayer of thanksgiving, and the music of the plough is a joyful song unto the Lord. He who eats the bread of idleness must die of hunger, for a field of stones can yield only stones. For him is the day without meaning, and the night a bitter journey of evil dreams. The mind of the idle is full of the weeds of discontent. But he who walks with the angel of work has within him a field always fertile, where corn and grapes and all manner of sweet-scented herbs and flowers grow in abundance. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. The man of God who has found his task shall not ask for any other blessing.